In this visualization, you will unify all your seven chakras. And it's best done lying down. And optionally, you can print out the symbol of Adal Lotus and just place the printout on your chest above your heart center. So if you need a few minutes just to get ready, pause and come back to this visualization. And it really doesn't matter if you fall asleep during this meditation. And in some ways, it may actually work better if you do, because the process you're about to undergo is one which is beyond our logical conscious mind. And this process is as simple as they come. It just involves you lying down and breathing. But it's one that only works after you listen to the last 7 days' visualizations. So make sure your head is propped up on a pillow. You're nice and relaxed. Your arms aren't crossed. Just lay them by your side. And you might want a pillow just under your knees as well. Close your eyes gently and let the tension fall away from your body and seep into the bed or the sofa beneath you. Now, Adal Lotus is the symbol of the light body. Light is in us, it's in every cell. Every cell radiates light, and every cell absorbs light. And the trillions of cells that form our body contribute to us being a light body. We are quite literally a body of light. And this symbol, Adal Lotus, increases the energy frequency of your light body. And the more you expand yourself in your body of light, the more you are able to see through the illusion and into the true reality, also known as the divine reality. So become aware of your breath, and on the in-breath, really expand your belly. And on the out-breath, fully exhale, making the out-breath about 4 times as long as the in-breath. And as you do so, expel all the stale air from your body. And as you breathe in fresh air, full of light and lightness. And just repeat that 2 more times. So start with Adal Lotus in your mind's eye and allow the symbol to float down your body so it's just sitting above your root chakra. And with your consciousness and awareness at your root chakra point, let the energy of the breath come from your root chakra. And as you breathe out, imagine the breath is coming through your root chakra, going vertically upwards and imparting spin energy to the symbol of Adal Lotus, such that Adal Lotus starts to rotate slowly. Do this for 3 in and out breaths. And on your next out-breath, just give a little nudge to Adal Lotus so it rotates upwards towards your sacral chakra and parks above it, about 2 or 3 inches below your navel, about 6 or 7 centimeters, and still gently and slowly rotating. And on the next out-breath, imagine that the breath is coming from your sacral chakra and again imparting gentle spin to our lotus. And just do 3 in and out breaths from your sacral point. And on the next out-breath, allow Ana Lotus to rotate up so it sits above your solar plexus chakra, just above your navel. And now on the in-breath, imagine the breath starts at your root chakra and it comes up past your sacral chakra. And on the out-breath, it goes out vertically upwards from your solar plexus chakra, imparting spin energy to Ana Lotus. Repeat this breathing pattern 3 times, with the breath coming up from your root to your solar plexus on the in-breath, then out from the solar plexus on the out-breath into Ana Lotus. And on the next out-breath, allow Ana Lotus to rotate slowly and move so it sits above your heart center. And now imagine that on the in-breath, your breath starts at your root, comes up past your sacral and solar plexus points, and on the out-breath, it goes out through your heart into Ana Lotus, keeping it gently spinning all the time. Just do 3 of these in and out-breaths. Now, observing your breathing, just imagine that your in-breath starts at the root chakra, comes all the way up past your sacral, solar plexus, heart chakras, and then on the out-breath leaves from your throat chakra, gently powering the rotation of Ana Lotus. Repeat this breathing pattern 3 times. And on the next out-breath, let Ana Lotus rotate upwards so it sits above your third eye, in between your eyebrows. Now imagine your breath starts at the root and on the in-breath comes all the way up past your lower chakra centers, past your throat, into your third eye. And on the out-breath, leaves vertically and passes into Ana Lotus, all the time giving gentle power and impetus to keep Ana Lotus slowly rotating. And on the next out-breath, give a gentle nudge to Ana Lotus so it rotates upwards across your forehead, over the top of your head, and sits spinning slowly right above your crown. And now imagine that the breath comes all the way from your root, past your sacral chakra, all the way past your solar plexus, through your heart, through your throat, through your third eye center, your pineal gland, on the in-breath. all the way up to your crown. And as the breath comes out of the top of your crown, it imparts spin to analysis. And on the out-breath, light energy comes through analysis, is amplified, and white light comes all the way down your spinal column, past your third eye, past your throat, past your heart, past your solar plexus, past your sacral chakra, and into your root. So on the in-breath, the breath comes up your spinal column and imparts spin to analotus. And on the out-breath, white light is amplified by analotus and channeled right down your pranic tube to your root. And from this time on, your internal chakras are bonded and unified together, yet also free and able to act as separate mind centers under their own volition. So come back into the reality, slowly open your eyes, give your fingers a wiggle, give your toes a wiggle, and welcome to a new level of awakening.